wonderful poet that I've known for a number of years. He's featured for us several times. I met him through Steve Rapson, and I've never been disappointed. You won't be either. Please welcome Bill Thibodeau.
Good evening, all. It's been a great night so far. Just have one poem. It's called Smile. It's a I don't give too much of a background, but I was with the Carpenter Poets. We had a big reading last week, and every time there's a Carpenter Poet reading, you have to come up with a poem about carpentry. And I couldn't do it this year, and so I as I was driving to Home Depot one day, I passed this corner every day. Every time I go down this particular street, and there's this man standing there all the time. And he says, he has a sign that says, if you don't have any change, then just smile. So that was my Carpenter poem. This is my Carpenter poem. Weekday mornings before I enter the flow, near the on-ramp, I wait at a traffic light, like the closed gate of a river lock, a pent-up wave of potential energy that the changing light will spill onto the awaiting highway. He is there, rain or shine, his clean-shaven head reflecting the angled morning sun, or streaked with raindrops that find their way to the tip of his nose into the long mustache that frames a toothless smile. Smile, he holds a paper cup in one hand and in the other a sign that says, if you don't have any change, just smile. There's a shelter two blocks away. I've heard stories. The cutbacks, the confusion, the urine smell, the nighttime terrors from the patchwork needlepoint guests who need much more than a bed. Yet they are all as invisible there as when they enter the, and so they went, excuse me, as they when they wander the respectable streets in egalitarian daylight. For it is no disgrace to be poor to a point. The sunshine is free for all. He holds his breath and dives into our wave, passing each closed window, each air pocket suspended in that frothing torrent. There's coffee in to-go cups, there's donuts, music from radios, mascara applied in makeup mirrors, there's Bluetooth headset dissonance, the muffled drone of idling engines to the backbeat of slapping wiper blades, this faraway eyes riveted onto 2-inch screens. Flowing through my mind, I hear the words, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, but teach him to fish. Ah, and so the moral goes. But with the expanding gulf of have and have not, these many able-bodied fishermen who drop their hooks into murky streams, who cast their nets into fished-out seas, casting and hauling, the while reflecting on grammar school laws and lessons, on going to school hungry and scared, on the often-asked question, why is the boy so quiet? Reflecting on civics class American dream, busing, metal detectors, and rock-throwing moms and dads, reflecting on globalization and factory closings and fathers who lost hope and sank deep into the bottle. Reflecting on yellow ribbons and bumper stickers, claiming to support the troops yet again. Reflecting on the 300 million to 1 odds of becoming president and of the 2.5 million men in prison. Reflecting on greed and foreclosure and needing a drink to cope, of losing hope and joining the army to fight in a war that nobody sees, though the water of the DC reflecting pool is slowly turning red. Reflecting on needing a needle to cope and on what he caught when he wasn't looking. Reflecting on the American dream that flowed down Wall Street urinals and then slithered past Ellis Island on the outgoing tide in the shadow of the lady in the westward setting sun. These fishermen are now casting their nets in that stagnant pool, and hauling in lonely nights and borrowed beds and nighttime terrors and swirling visions in bowls of vegetable soup served at the table of the charitable Sisters of Mercy. The sign says, if you don't have any change, just smile, because brother, I'm willing to fish. Thank you.
Bill Thibodeau. Bill, did you bring any books with you?